Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we research teen culture so you can focus on connection. My name is Tobin, and once again, I am back with Carly and Caleb this week. And we're going to start off hot with some Tobin's trend this week. We're going to talk about spring break ideas, because that's already a thing, which is crazy to think. That's coming up quick. And then we're going to move on to Caleb's Corner, and then we'll close out today. Carly's going to bring us a lot of information, some facts on addiction as we start this spring season. So first and foremost, let's start with some spring break ideas. And do y'all have any like good, I don't know, family traditions or like any hatchet things that y'all did for spring break, or y'all, or is like maybe anything like what stood out as one of your better spring breaks when you were in school? Yeah, I totally threw this at y'all. Y'all were not expecting that.
We stayed home a lot, I feel like. I think the only thing we've ever done for spring break was like a couple years ago. Went on a spring break trip because I was supposed to go to the Masters for my birthday. And then it was in the middle of COVID, so we couldn't. But we still had the flights and everything. And so they're like, hey, Caleb, you know that cool trip to the Masters? What if instead we took a family vacation over spring break the next year? So... That's what that got used for. Yeah, it was fun.
Carly has a lot different perspective on that, because you were like, yeah, I was going to get to go to Masters and not be with a bunch of siblings and nephews and nieces. And the next thing you know, I had a whole family trip. So,
well, it was only adults, so it was actually wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But that's not true. Caleb, we used to go to Colorado. Listen,
I'm the youngest, and this is just terrible, because y'all talk about all this fun stuff. And I'm like, that was before. That was like when I don't remember that. So,
okay. Well, we did stay home. Sometimes we went on little trips, or like more like road trips than like the big vacation. Mm.
Both my parents are teachers, and we didn't really trip a whole lot. But I really feel like growing up, spring break was more of a time for both of my parents to just catch their breath as a teacher. Mm-hmm. And so like we never really did anything crazy. But just... before we start this, just know that like this is not everyone goes out of town, and that's okay. So if you are not going out of town, though, like this is a big week for kids, especially if you have a student like mine. My teenager, he's very routine oriented, so this week definitely throws him off quite a bit. So like have some set times during the week that are like technology free, where they go outside, mm-hmm. they get out of the house, because like if I didn't relegate that with both of my kids for that matter, they would just sit on their technology all day long every day for the whole week. And that wears everybody down. That wears adults down too. So just kind of like maybe thinking through having some set times that we can go outside, get off our phones, get out of the house, you know, maybe program like nightly events, so it's something to look forward to. So with that in mind, I'm going to bring some ideas to the table. Some of them much more extravagant than others. Some of them maybe I'm not going to love, but maybe you guys will love. And then if you have any suggestions, please feel free to drop this on Spotify. You can do it in the Q&A or send our podcast an email, or react to our TikTok, whatever it may be. Because we would love to have all your suggestions, because we all have, I have children to entertain, Carly does too, and Caleb has a youth group to entertain. So like we would love your suggestions. But the first thing, this is one I love. I love going to movie theaters for a whole day, like where you plan out, I'm gonna see this movie in the morning, this movie right after lunch, this movie in the afternoon, and this movie like late at night. Like I think doing a 4 or 5 movie marathon, now given I haven't done this in years because of children and age, but when I was younger, I loved doing this. I thought it was a lot of fun. You bring your own snacks like illegally, and you just kind of, you know, maybe bring a pillow if you want to relax, and if you try to catch up on anything that you might have missed or whatever. So you got Carly's face said she's not up for that.
That's just a long time to sit in a movie. I don't know that I could do a full day anymore, but maybe I could get a nap in.
I was going to say, I think if you plan it on like, man, I'm not interested in this movie, but it's out, that's the nap time movie, right? Like mm-hmm. I think you could plan around it. And bring in your own snacks. Like they're charging $10 for a bucket of popcorn. Okay.
That seems like a waste of time, though, in money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. Maybe I know, Caleb, you're super into this kind of stuff, but, like, I know some theaters do, like, Lord of the Rings, like, marathons and stuff. Like, maybe talk your local theater into doing something like that where you can find something that you love. Anyway, that'd be fun.
You can also, I know AMC near me, you can rent a theater, and it's only like 100, which, like, if you get a group of people together, is actually pretty achievable. And then you can rent your own theater and, you get to select the movie that's played too. So that's a lot of fun.
Nice. That'd be fun. something that, you know, it almost exactly contradicts what I just said about technology free, but having like a spa day for like your girls that are, your kids that are girls, or maybe like a video game day if you're, you know, for girls mm-hmm. too, whoever wants to play video games can play video games, but like a spa day if you're like, you know, if you just want to relax and like maybe do some, I don't know what a spa day entails, but or like a video game day where you just like, you know, that today is the day that we're going to veg out, we're going to play. I don't know if you guys are have, I know Caleb probably, Helldivers 2 is taking over the world right now. So like if you want to play some Helldivers with age appropriate children. But yeah, there's a lot of things that you could do with that day. Backyard camping is a big one because that's real cheap mm-hmm. and you can kind of like the weather should be okay for that. Backyard camping where you can just kind of go out in the backyard. And then if you hate it, you can just go back inside. That's why backyard camping is awesome. So mm-hmm. yeah. Did y'all ever do backyard camping?
Not really in our backyard. We used to go camping some. I will say this is if you have some of your family members who like to camp and some family members who maybe are not about that living mm-hmm. on the floor life, a compromise that we used to do is we'd go camp and then we'd like our last night we'd go to a hotel.
Nice. Okay.
It's not like, bad. And it could be even be like close to home, yeah. but then you get like, especially if you have like younger kids, you can swim or order room service or like do something fun and mm-hmm. maybe do a little bit of both if you want to make a compromise there.
Yeah. So far, these are all pretty attainable, I think. Family game night's always a big one. Nerf gun battle like that. You could like set up some sort of rules. They have like a Nerf gun, like maybe like you have a, I don't know. There's all kinds of things you can do. Look online. Mm-hmm. These are all things for your nightly event programming. Here's some things that are a little bit more like you have to plan them, but I think are really cool and really fun. I saw online that one family did a Chopped dinner challenge. Like, ooh. If you've ever seen the show Chopped, it's basically like you get a basket of ingredients and then you have to make a meal out of it. And like, obviously you have to like make sure you know, safely do that with kids, but like that'd be kind of a unique thing of like, if you mm-hmm. can split the family and have one team be doing something and just see what kind of things come out of it. And it kind of lets their creativity and, you know, maybe you have some pizza on standby just in case. So yeah. You never know. You know, like you can always do like an amusement park night where you can do go-karts, putt-putt, skating or bowling, stuff like that. One thing that I think would be really cool is if you could figure out a way to do like some sort of community project with your teens or maybe their friends, like maybe ask the local churches or community centers if there's anything that y'all can maybe help out with that week. Mm-hmm. I know that my youth group growing up did a big work camp every spring break. That was like basically we would go around the neighborhoods and, you know, do lawns and cut mm-hmm. shrubs and trees and stuff like that. Farmers markets are always kind of a hit for people, you know, maybe not teens, but who knows, maybe they like it. So one thing I've been seeing on TikTok that is, it's one of those like instant tearjerkers is older like adult siblings going to their grandparents and spending the night. So I was like, man, like that'd be kind of cool. Like I know that my 15-year-old has kind of started getting to that age where he loves his grandparents, mm-hmm. but like he's not like clamoring to go there every weekend like he used to be as like a toddler and a young kid. Like maybe have your teens do like a grandparent sleepover and just kind of like relive some stuff. And that would also bless the older generation as well. And whether that's either like biological grandparents or maybe someone that you know that like might need a blessing like that. And they would love to have kids in their house again. So like that would be something that'd be fun. And also pulling on heartstrings that I'm going to start thinking about soon is that's also a great time to go tour a college. Like maybe find some colleges that you can tour with your teens and just kind of get them start getting ideas, get some or trade schools and getting some like their wheels turning on what they can do post high school. So is there anything else that y'all can think of that would be like great spring break ideas for teens in the time?
I think for me, like as I reflected a little more on like what I would do in spring break, I remember there's like 1 year, like junior, senior year where like my friends were still in town too. Like we weren't traveling. And like, I remember spending the night at one of my friend's house and then like was there all day and then calling my parents be like, hey, this other friend also invited me to spend the other night there. And my parents said yes. And I was like, are you kidding me? Is this real? Two nights in a row? A sleepover two nights in a row at a friend's house? And so like that was cool. And it helped me feel more independent. And I don't know. It was fun. So I think too, like it's about creating, you know, these opportunities of if you're still home, using that time to be with friends, using that time with stuff to maybe catch up on stuff you've gotten behind on.
And also just the main thing about this is spending intentional time with your teens. And teens, if you're listening, also realizing that, hey, it's not easy to like carve out time to as a parent to spend with the teen. So like if your parents are trying to do that, try to, you know, keep some of the comments to yourself. And if you don't love it, give it a chance or ask for if you can put input in. So that way y'all can work together on how to do something that'd be fun for both y'all. Maybe it's like mm-hmm. parent night gets to choose one night and then you get to choose another night. And like, you know, kind of like a yes mm-hmm. day, but for, you know, the other sides of the coin. So just know, like, if you're a parent or a teen listening, like these moments get more and more few and far between, and just just really enjoy them while you can. So we're about to transition into Caleb's Corner, talking about Senior Sunday when those you know opportunities yeah. get less and less. So
and going along with, you know, like, maybe listen, Senior Sunday, okay. This is an excuse for parents especially to be posting pictures to Instagram, to all the social media of their seniors, right? And some people are like once a week on the dot. I think they have it like planned out. And if you're seeing that, like, what in the world? It's okay. It's not for you, okay? It's not for you. It's for these parents, okay? Let them reminisce going through the pictures of their sweet babies, okay? And, you know, celebrate Senior Sunday. But I mean, that's something to be on the lookout for. Have a little patience on social media. Another thing, another trend that's interesting that like has been around for forever, is the Stanley Cups just have been going crazy. Mm-hmm. I think too, like, even did I see something about Starbucks released one? They were like limited edition red cups that like people were storming stores for. Mm-hmm. Like, apparently they're like trading cards and you got to collect them all. For some of these people.
Well, number one, there is like stuff going around right now about lead in Stanley Cups. Yeah, so do that. Some research. My understanding is it's on the outside of the cup, not the inside, but that is something to maybe be aware of. Like, still it's not where you're drinking. I'm going to still use mine. It's fine. It's fine.
Just don't lick it. Just don't lick the outside.
Don't lick the outside of your Stanley Cup. What are you doing? But I also saw a TikTok recently. I'll see if I can find it and post it. But this mom was talking about that she got this really cool rainbow cup. I think it was an elementary school student, but it goes into what I've been hearing. She got her daughter this really cool cup and she took it to school and she came back and she was like, I'm never using that again. Like, get rid of it. And the mom was like, what happened? And she got made fun of because it wasn't a Stanley cup. And I've been told that like some schools are actually banning Stanley cups because it's becoming a status thing. It's becoming a way for some students get bullied if they have like the off brand of the Stanley Cup. Well, you can't afford a Stanley Cup. And so that is something maybe ask your teenagers about, have conversations. I like my Stanley, but honestly, if I had to get another one, I would get one of the cheaper brands because they work just about the same and you can get them for less money.
And listen, schools are probably running out of room. Those Stanley Cups are so massive. If everyone has one, we're running out of space. Okay.
Yeah, they're like, we're tired of seeing these massive metal cups.
Yeah, also, right. I guarantee you that schools have a lost and found full of these things right now, too, which is crazy.
Cannot imagine.
And so,
but no, I get that sentiment. I had a lot of students that would, like, I remember after Christmas seeing an influx of Stanley Cups mm-hmm. in my youth room, because it's like, man, that's what I'm going to ask for, because it's the thing. Another term that we're going to talk about is Gearin got yeah. All right, G-Y-A-T, yacht. So if you hear that going around, there's a couple of definitions, all right? First one, yacht. Girl, you're a dick, okay? That's example one. I don't like see that one used.
Yacht.
Yeah, she's got a yacht, okay? That's term one. Don't see that one as often. The other way I see it is like another slang for GD. Like, yacht, God, and then, you know the rest. So that's a term that's going around.
We're not
going
to curse on this podcast, Caleb.
I know. I would never. But
he just did the slang version four times, though. So, yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Just spell it out?
I'm really glad this is in your corner and not in my trend. So, yes.
Yeah, well, I think I didn't choose this one.
I don't want to be cringy old guy trying to say this word to y'all. So,
but we were talking about it before. I think some teens are just kind of using it like you would yeet Kobe. Like, you know, there's just things that like to me, like verbal stims. I have a whole list of just things that like I just lean on to fill space. And so I think a lot of teens are just saying it, yelling it, because it's just another thing.
And I would say probably a lot of them, especially your younger teens, don't know some of the definitions that we just gave. Like, they don't know that that's actually what that stands for.
100%.
And so it might be worth a conversation, and they're probably just saying it to be funny. Don't stress if you've heard your teen say that and you're going, are they talking about girls and all that kind of stuff?
No, as is with most middle schoolers, they're just making loud, obnoxious noises to be loud and obnoxious and copy what they're basically parrots. So,
yes, we can cut them some slack.
Yeah.
But we're also informing you, again, to have conversations, stuff like that. Another thing we're going to inform you of, if you want to get your teen started on something, is and gear in, everybody. Okay. I had thrown this idea out like months ago and then realized like it's a lot to get into. So I'm just going to give you a Spark Notes version of Skibidi Toilet. Okay. It's a YouTube series that has been out for a while that like just uploads like weekly, and it's like this weird animation, and there's a lot of like lore and storyline behind it, but basically toilets. I sound like such an insane person. Toilets with heads sticking out of them take over the world, and the last bastion of defense for the Earth is guys in suits with security cameras for heads. And then Skibidi Toilet is like, we have to cut this. We actually have to cut this. This is crazy. Then these cameramen and the Skibidi Toilets battle it out in this YouTube series. But
so the Skibidi Toilets millions, are toilets that are trying to take over the world.
Yes. And they have heads. Okay. They're evil. Then there's an alliance between the speaker heads, which are guys in suits with speakers, and then you got the camera heads, which are guys in suits with cameras. They form an alliance against the Skibidi Toilets. I spent 45 minutes reading a Twitter thread recapping every single episode. So
I feel like you're having a fever dream right now. Like, I don't understand half of what you said just now.
And I'm not proud that I have this knowledge.
So listen to Caleb so you don't have to do your own research, but maybe ask your teen if they have ever heard of or seen Skibidi Toilet.
And then you can have them give you the Spark Notes version too. I'm sure that will be interesting too.
Yeah. Don't ruin your YouTube algorithm. It'll never be the same. Yeah.
Do not. But it's crazy. They get millions and millions of views. So even if your student doesn't watch it, I'm sure that they might know what it is.
Well, speaking of weird things that can be a time suck, according to Caleb, and going down the Skibidi Toilet rabbit hole, I did want to talk about addiction on this podcast, because I recently was a guest on the Next Gen Now podcast. And I'll link that episode if you want to go listen to it, because it's a little bit longer. It's like a 30-minute episode talking about addiction and control, especially from like a background of faith and how we can help students from church communities. And so go listen to that. But I also wanted to talk about in the Teen Life podcast, because I think this is a huge thing for teenagers. And honestly, when I think addiction, I think the big addiction things. I think alcohol, drugs, stuff like that. But when you really get down to the nitty gritty, you can be addicted to, almost anything. And the definition that I found, I'm pretty sure this is Merriam-Webster, is addiction is a strong inclination to do, use, or indulge in something repeatedly. So like I said, that could literally be anything. Yeah, it does not have to be negative even. But something, I won't get too much into the science-y weeds, but I did do a little bit of research on dopamine and addiction, because that is, I think, what plays a huge role in teenagers. And dopamine brings out pleasure, and then it's actually quickly followed by pain or like a come down. And it's really used to motivate us. Like back, if you go back to like caveman things, it was so they would keep like finding food, of they'd get dopamine and then they'd be like, oh no, I'm hungry. And then they'd go again, and they would like motivated them to stay alive, basically. But I will post this NPR article. What's different now is our brains aren't fully prepared for like the fire hose of dopamine that we get these days from sugar, social media, TV, sex, drugs. I mean, all the stimuli that we are exposed to, that teenagers are exposed to every single day. And so now almost any behavior can become drugified because you're with it all the time. And then when you, like, if you're watching TV all the time and then you stop, you have to keep watching to get another hit. And then also almost like to feel normal, your new normal is now up here, if that makes sense. So like to keep getting that high or that dopamine hit, you have to watch more and more and more, or experience more and more and more. And the like kind of universal symptoms of withdrawal that we're seeing in a lot of teenagers are anxiety, irritability, insomnia, dysphoria, craving. Like these are all things that we see with our teens, and it's because they're addicted to these different things. So I want to, I mean, I don't even think we could come up with like a totally comprehensive list mm-hmm. of things we're addicted to. But something worth noting is most addictions, honestly, are acceptable in our culture. I'll throw that to y'all. Like, do y'all think that's true of like, you can almost be addicted to someone, to something, to most of these things, and no one's going to be like, oh man, you have a problem.
I mean, you said it yourself when you started this segment, is that when you think of addiction, you think of drugs and alcohol and stuff. When in reality, like, you know, it can be a myriad of things. I mean, it was a couple years ago when that trend of celebrities things were coming out and saying that they had sex addictions, and that was the reason why they were having like affairs and mm-hmm. and controversies and stuff. And it's like, you know, in some ways, like I wanted to be like, that's ridiculous. Like, you're just trying to get out of whatever consequences you've created for yourself. But then there, in some other ways, you're just like, yeah, like I could see that being a thing. The other thing too, talking from a teen perspective, is a lot of these things that they are becoming addicted to, because like the fire hose is a great example of that. What you were saying is a great a visual of that, because they come home or they are on their phones and they get addicted to it. And then when they go to school, it's almost like the school is, and I'm not advocating for schools to be like this. And I think that there's a push and shove and a balance that needs to be made. But a lot of schools are coming and saying, okay, we know you're addicted to this thing. Now we're going to strip it from you cold turkey mm-hmm. for 8 hours. Right. You know, and while we do that, you also have to focus on what you're doing, and it's not fun mm-hmm. and it's hard. And so that's where we get a lot of this, you know, butting heads that happens in school. And why a lot of teens are struggling, I think, is because school is not tailored to the way that they are learning everything else right now. So like back to your point of a lot of these things that we are listing and we're talking about are not considered unhealthy addictions by a lot of people, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. it's a lot of people are doing it. And so you can't exactly call, like, I can't call out my own son for his cell phone addiction, but then I'm scrolling TikTok every night, you know,
right.
on the couch. Like that's, you know, that's I'm sure a lot of parents are dealing with that.
And right. I think a lot of it too, like you said, is culturally and socially acceptable, and like almost, and even in some ways, like encouraged. Like if you think like the term workaholic, of people being addicted to work and getting things done and achieving tasks, and like mm-hmm. that's almost praised of like, yeah, you should. Like if you think about caffeine, things like that, like, man, I need my mm-hmm. coffee every morning. Like, yeah, man, that's just a part right. of life. I think some of this stuff is just like so ingrained in the culture that it's not even viewed, like you said, as addiction anymore. It's just part of it. And, you know, yeah. I think too, going to teens, like a lot of this stuff, like you said, that keeps giving them dopamine hits is like created to do that. I think, you know, we talk mm-hmm. about gamification of things and just this wave of like creators and all of these people that are putting this out to the public and to teens specifically are like, I'm doing this to give a dopamine hit to make sure that they keep coming back and keep needing mm-hmm. more. And it's just what it is. But yeah, I think part of it too is that we don't view it as an addiction.
Right. Well, and I'm going to run down this list real quick, because especially if you're an adult listening or if you're a teen listening going, I do not have an addiction. There is nothing that I am so attached to that I need to do it repeatedly. Maybe hearing this list, you might go, oh, mm-hmm. Maybe there is something I need to take a look at. Yeah. So just to name a few, because like I said, I think there could be more: social media, working out, sports, music, art, alcohol, food, sugar, caffeine, drugs, like including weed, vaping, video games, TV, porn, sex, parasocial relationships. We did an episode on that a while ago that I'll link because those are fascinating. Books, books, adventure and travel. Like, you can have addictions to so many things. And a lot of these things honestly aren't bad. Like, food is a necessity. But if you can have an addiction to too much food or even not enough food, like if you're restricting the amount of food that you're having, either one of those could be an addiction. And so I do want to quickly go over like some tips, and especially for teens listening, the first thing you need to do is to kind of reflect on what is taking up a lot of my time or a lot of my thoughts. If your phone is not sitting right next to you, are you constantly reaching for it? Are you looking around the house and you're stressed if you don't have it or if it's taken away? A couple weeks ago, a lot of AT&T service went down. Was that super stressful for you? And if it was, then maybe you have an addiction to your phone or social media or something like that. But my biggest tip is pick one thing to start with. Honestly, I can look at this list and I probably have four addictions that I could address. Pick one. Don't try to tackle all of them at one time, but pick one that you want to start with. Maybe sit down and take, like, make a plan of I'm going to take some 30-minute breaks, or I'm going to take a month break from this thing, and then I could start to reintroduce it in moderation. And then this is where adults come in. Try to find an adult or maybe a mature friend, maybe an older sibling that you can talk to, and they're going to ask you really good questions if this is something that you really feel like is taking over your life. Because sometimes, especially what we see in teenagers, is you will change your behavior to fit this. So maybe you don't want to get your license yet because it's easier to sit in the car and be on your phone while mom drives you everywhere, in which case that's probably an addiction. Maybe you want to play video games so much that you stopped playing a sport because you have more time to stay home. And so some of these are things to be thinking of. It can really change your behavior. And so let's think of ways to have accountability from someone else, for them to ask good questions, and for you to find other ways to fill your time.
And if you're a parent too, like, one thing that I like had to realize pretty early with when I started parenting a teen was I can't ask my teen to be doing something and then not be doing it myself. Like,
yeah, that's,
you know,
so good.
No cell phones at dinner, obviously, you know, like that's an easy one. But like, you know, like I can't say, hey, put your phone up, and then I sit on my phone. And that kind of goes with the same with this stuff is like, if you do have a teen that's struggling with an addiction, like, offer to go through it with them. Like, hey, like, I see that you're addicted to, you know, to TV. Like, hey, let's set some boundaries of on Thursdays, we don't watch TV and I'll join you. And is that going to be the most fun for you? No, like, you're an adult. And like, as an adult, you kind of get the power to make those decisions on your own. But if you're able to walk through that with them and model it for them, then it not only is going to possibly help them learn how to deal with that, but it's going to also give them the trust to know that they can trust you to walk through them with those kind of things. And let's say, like, I mean, TV is not a big deal. It is, it can be a big deal, but like, it's like, if they do come to you and say, hey, like, mom, dad, uncle, whatever, I think I'm addicted to drugs or alcohol or, you know, porn or something like that, gives them that chance to say to you, like, I trust you because you've gone through with me on other things. Can we go through this together as well? And so just again, as we say before, we're not trying to pass judgment or fix things. We're trying to walk through them with the things that they are in, and build that trust and that connection with them.
That's good. So like we always say, teenagers are not a problem to be solved. And so as you go into any of these conversations that we have, I hope you come in with that attitude. If you're not a problem to be solved, but let's figure this out together so that we can grow and make good choices. And with that, that's a wrap this week. I hope that you subscribe to the Teen Life Podcast, that you continue to come back week after week. We've got some exciting episodes coming up as well. And with that, we'll see you next time.